Hot Country 103.5. Joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery, Drew Powell. Yeah. He's got a new tune. It's called If You're Up. Welcome, Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me, Cruz.
Thanks for coming in. We're going to get a song right out of the gates. What do you want to do the new single?
Let's do the new single. All sure. Right. Yeah, it's called If You're Up. Picked a penny off the dirt in the parking lot, heads up, shined it up, banking on some good luck. Passed the bouncer right to the bar, shot a jack, threw it back, there you are. Some guy drops a couple bucks in the jukebox, you start rocking air drums on the bar top. I seen you round here a couple of times and I'm hoping that tonight's my night. If you're up, 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 I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. Don't need to be complicated. This feeling that I got for you ain't fading. So if you want me, baby, just tell me. I'll be hanging around. Yeah, if you're up, 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 I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. I see guys buy fancy drinks, try pickup lines, but you don't blink, you just check your phone till they're gone, baby. Well, I got a kiss on the edge of my lips, it's got your name written all up on it, and it should be you and me all alone tonight, baby. If you're up, 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 I'm down. If you're up, up, I'm down. It don't need to be complicated. This feeling that I got for you ain't fading. So if you want me, baby, just tell me. I'll be hanging around. Yeah, if you're up, 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 I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. Yeah. If you're up, 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 girl, you know I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. It don't need to be complicated. This feeling that I got for you ain't fading. So if you want me, baby, just tell me. I'll be hanging around. Yeah. If you're up, 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 I'm down. If you're up, 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 I'm down. Yeah. If you're up, 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 I'm down. Oh. If you're up, 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 I'm down.
Hot Country 103.5's Hot Discovery, Drew Powell, If You're Up, that's your new single. Tell us about it. Where did that song come about?
Yeah, so that was one of the first songs I wrote when I moved to Nashville about 5 years ago now, I want to say. I wrote my buddy Joe Fox. And it was different from like the normal way I write songs, which we were talking about earlier, which is usually starting with words and a title. Mm-hmm. That one kind of started with the melody first, actually. Melody and chords first, and then we sort of fit the words to the melody, which was a bit different than how I do it now.
So completely opposite of your process.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So as a songwriter, what is your process?
The process now is we start with a lyrical idea, mm-hmm. which we'll grab from like the hook book, the Nashville hook book, we call it, which is actually just an electronic note document on the phone. and we'll look through, we'll see which if there's like a phrase or a lyric or a word or something that jumps out, and we kind of like storyboard the idea, see where it might go, see what the chorus, the kind of the content of the chorus, content of both verses, and if everyone can get behind it, then we try and start working with melody ideas and sort of just start the song, really.
Now, when you're writing, do you have a particular like key you like to start a song in, or do you like maybe a chord structure? Like,
yeah, not really. Nope. Chord structures nowadays, I mean, it's always some combination, it seems, on radio now of 1, 5, 4, and 6 minor. That's kind of it's like back in the day, so many country songs were just variations of the blues form, you know? And now it's sort of this like 1, 5, 6, 4. So there's a reason, I think, it's because melodies, it's so easy to come up with awesome melodies that always work over that chord progression. Yeah. You know, it's just, it sort of like levels that part of it.
Now, as a songwriter, do you have any advice for maybe a budding songwriter that's listening? What would you pass along to them?
I would say there's a lot of exercises you can do. Like there's this thing called free writing, which I did. I haven't done it for a while now, but anything to sort of strengthen your creative sort of approach to writing. And I always think this free writing, a lot of it has to do with just the first thing you do when you wake up, before you sip your coffee, before you open up your phone, before you do anything. Pick a topic, anything in your room, maybe outside, something you dreamt about, you know, whatever, and just really try and write about that specific topic from a creative point of view, you know, like attack it from all sides, describe how it smells, describe what it feels like in your hand, describe what it looks like, you know, what it would sound like if you threw it against a wall or something, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just kind of kickstarts that, like that way of thinking in your head before you can. Yeah. 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 And I've been told it's really important to do before you like sip your coffee or read the news, because your brain's still in this sort of like sleepy state or something, or you know, it's like unlocked still before you wake up and all the stresses of life kick in and you have to, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, so free writing, that's something. There's lots of books about there's lots of books out there about free writing specifically, so.
All right. Well, you got your guitar in hand. We're going to get another song from you. What do you want to play?
Yeah. The second song, I'll play a song called Got My Number.
Okay.
And I wrote this maybe 2 years ago with my buddies Brett Shiroki and Ryan Robinette, and it's just about a guy who is sort of under this chick's thumb, you know, and he doesn't necessarily want to be, but he can't help it. She's got his number.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, got let's my do number. It.